the treasurer's job, first and foremost, is to ensure that we're holding, one, our tax dollars accountable, where they're coming in, where they're going. As a treasurer, it allows you to be the stopgap that doesn't allow one single individual, like a governor, total unfettered access to your tax dollars. And, you know, it gives me a position to be able to look at expenditures and say, you know, this doesn't comport with the law, and challenge that. You know, a couple of examples I use, one most recently that we've seen, there was a company by the name of Enerblue that was going to build a battery manufacturing plant in eastern Kentucky. We gave them, through the Energy and Environmental Cabinet, $6 million because they were having difficulty with finding investors and funding. Now we find out that that entity is going bankrupt. And many media reports have shown that this business didn't have a viable business plan. It was nothing more than an idea on paper. And had we looked at it up front and said, where's the transparency in terms of where our investors, where are the other investors coming from, what's the business plan actually look like before we give our tax dollars to support this? You know, at the end of the day, the treasurer is the one who signs that check. And they're the only one who has the ability to tell the governor no.